Welcome to another episode of the Bubbly BBs podcast. I'm your host, Nazia, and thank you so much for joining me today. I know, it's been such a long time since I didn't host any podcast. Well, it was quite a busy times, yes, but now I'm back. I'm stronger than ever, and I really hope you will enjoy what's coming next. So today I wanted to talk about things that mess up our minds and keep us away from happiness, you know, those toxic beliefs that we need to just let go for joy and inner peace. I want to talk a bit about this because recently I've been through some phases where toxic beliefs started to get into my mind and mess up my mind. And I want to tell you how I did to get out of this dark space. I want to share this experience with you, hoping like you too can get out of here. Remember, whenever we are in a dark place, we don't need to stay there. We just don't need to stay in that dark hole that keeps hurting us. There's always a way out. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself and trust yourself that you can get out of there. You can and you will. So let's check out all these amazing ways to get back control of our life. Let's get ready for this. Woohoo! There is a part of us that suffers deeply whenever we don't get our way. We have a willful side of us that demands the world behave as we say it should. We want to bend the world to our wishes. We feel threatened and upset if things just don't go our way. Every time we plead for a special treatment, every time we try to manipulate people to act in our favor, that's us being willful. If we notice ourselves thinking, it should be like this, that's also being willful, honey. We think other people should give way to us, that our situation is somehow unique, and that we deserve special treatment. It's almost as if we believe that the rules of the universe can't and should be bent in our favor. When we demand that situations and people bend to our will without us putting in the necessary effort, we set ourselves up for failure and disappointment. Letting go of willfulness is not the same as resignation. We still seek to be effective in what we do by mastering the mechanics and laws of the world. We become effective by putting in the necessary effort. We may have an unconscious belief that deep down we are unlovable. So we do all kinds of things to prove that we are actually lovable. We also do things for the sake of appearances because we want acceptance, we want recognition, we want approval, we want esteem in the eyes of others. Even when they give us the praise we crave, we are unable to accept it. We need others, specifically our partners, to keep proving that they love us through overt displays of affection or constant verbal reassurances that they do indeed love us. We play the game with our other halves where we ask them, "Honey, why do you love me?" And list them reasons why you love me. Yes, we keep asking them why they love us and have them list all the reasons. We keep requiring their gifts or attention or sacrifice to show us they actually love us. But if we truly believe we could be loved, who would accept love from others without putting up artificial barriers around us. At some level, while we strive to achieve things we want, we also deep down believe that we cannot get what we truly want. So sometimes we withdraw into fantasy worlds like computer games in which our desires can be fulfilled. The fantasy world, while not real, provides us simulation of our dreams, satisfying enough to keep us in our own heads, as opposed to working in the real world to fulfill our wishes. At some level, we have already given up. It's like the Matrix. You want to take that blue pill if you want to live in your dreams. But there's also the red pill. That's the hard truth. That's the reality that you need to face. For example, we may say we want a relationship, but then we stay at home all day and refuse to go out and meet people. Or we say we want love, yet we reject anyone who shows us affection. Or the wannabe dancer who works as an accountant. This is because deep down, we've already decided that we want is impossible. So we don't even try to go for our dreams. I mean, if you're good in accounting, that's great. But if you're good in accounting and you also feel like you're a good dancer, you should go for your dreams. And by the way, I'm starting to go for my dream because I have my belly dancing classes going on. I mean, so many of you guys know that I love dancing. And now I'm going for my dreams and I have launched my classes and doing my classes and I feel like I'm actually living, and I would love everyone who has a dream, whether you want to be a singer, whether you want to be a cook or a fashion designer, you should go for it. You know, life is too short. We live every day, so you should do something that you love, honey. You know, we say we want something and then we sabotage our own efforts at happiness and success, because deep down we have already condemned ourselves. So why condemning yourselves? Why saying that is impossible if you haven't even tried? So go and try, give it a try. Stop saying that you cannot get there, you cannot get what you want. Another toxic belief is that we tend to say that, you know, it's better to remain a child. There's a part of us that wants to remain a child. We seek to be protected and saved. We don't want the responsibility, independence, and hardship of adulthood. We want an authority figure to tell us what to do and provide us assurance of a good life. Each time we expect an authority figure to provide us the acceptance, approval, attention, or love we need, we are being a child. Because we hope that by abdicating our own power to another, we can attain success through obedience instead of effort. Anytime we give away our power to another, we feel helpless and blame the other for not fulfilling our needs. But truth is that we are the only ones that can save ourselves. We are the only ones that can give us the love and freedom we desire. We are the only ones who can chase our dreams and go for our dreams. We shouldn't wait for people to do that for us. So I'm dedicating another podcast for chase dreaming. Yes, chase your dreams, you know, chase your dreams, because if you don't do it, nobody will do that for you. So stay tuned for this podcast. I hurt myself before other people hurt me. Well, this is a very subtle belief, but it exists nonetheless without us being conscious about it. For example, we fear rejection. We are terrified of being rejected by other people. So when we want something, we do not ask. We do not even dare to approach the other person. We first reject ourselves before they can reject us. You may see this as us not even trying to succeed at what we want. We believe that if we hold ourselves back, silence ourselves, reject ourselves, then we will be safe from the pain of meeting the reality in which we have a chance of both success and failure. So in many ways, we stop ourselves. We choose the suffering we're familiar with rather than face the unknown and risk a chance of really getting hurt by the world or by someone else. Another toxic belief that we tend to have is that letting go is hard. I have always had a fear of authority figures and yet a deep need to gain their favor and please them. One time I had those colleagues that were pretty much older than me and I wanted to always do whatever they asked and expected them to praise me as a reward for my efforts. I expected that if I were simply to obey them and be good, I would be loved. But that didn't happen, you know. The more I tried to please them, the more I lost my self-confidence. The worse I performed at my task. And they would cut any point out how I was actually messing up. And I would resent them for not seeing how hard I was trying to try to be part of the team. Eventually, I realized that what was happening and I decided to stop trying so hard to please them. I felt the rug being pulled from under my feet. Without someone telling me what to do, how was I to feel valued? Who would validate my existence? I felt empty and adrift, not knowing what to do with myself. But once I stopped listening to someone else, I started listening to myself. I started trusting myself and knowing what I wanted to do. I started doing things I loved. I began to walk my own journey instead of living in the shadows of others. But you know what, darlings? Let go anyway. It's scary at first, feeling like our crutches are gone. But if we have the courage to face the pain, we will surely overcome it and find our own strength. We'll find our own confidence and freedom. Thank you for listening to me. This was your favorite host, Bubbly BB, and I truly hope that you actually can take note of what I've said and try to let go of those toxic beliefs that keep you from your inner peace and joy. So stay tuned for my upcoming podcast, which is Dream Chasing. Let's all go for our dreams. It's never too late, you know? We should go for our dreams. Nobody's gonna do that for us, darlings. So keep tuned, stay tuned for this podcast, and I hope you're having a wonderful day or evening or wherever you are. You're happy, and whether it's your physical health, your mental health, emotional health, you're healthy wherever you are. Remember, you don't have to stay in a place where you feel sad. You feel that you're not valued. You should be a place where you feel valued. And remember to always love yourself no matter what's happening. The world can be a nasty place, like Selena Gomez said. But we have to keep fighting. And we have to fill ourselves with so much love so we can fight. for ourselves. Well, I call it a day for today, and have a wonderful time. Be happy, be healthy. Thank you. Sending you lots of love.